loser husband of mine. I'm home. Why was my boxing gym still a mess when I reopened it? You better get to explain or at least learned your lesson after what happened last time. Why hasn't he responded? Answer me, sissy boy. When your damn wife comes home, you're supposed to welcome her with open arms. And when she wants answer on why your chores were left unfinished, you tell her the truth and face the consequences. Where are you? You better not try to escape again, or things are going to be awful. Aletta? He's gonna be my punching bag for this. To my so-called loving wife, I hope you get what's coming to you. Huh? I would rather fucking kill myself than ever love a bitch who has made my life a living hell? My parents and the school facility were your accomplice. I've always hated you, and that has not changed at all. All you have ever done was hold me back and make sure I could never reach my full potential. Throughout our life together, you claimed to love me and say it was tougher than other people's. Then you had the nerve to say that I was weak and pathetic, yet constantly discouraged me from ever changing it. If I ever wake up, I will enjoy seeing you pay for your crimes. If I die, I hope you spend the rest of your life being hit with karma. You did this to me and you had help. I would rather die never loving again than ever love a lady like you, especially if I can die knowing that you're punished for all that you have done. Good riddance! Oh, no. This doesn't mean... Hey, it's your wife. Open the door. Now! We need to talk. Open up. I'm deadly serious. Fine. I'm breaking it down. You had better explain yourself. Why is there blood? Oh no, 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 no. Wake up. Wake up, wake up, darling. Wake up. Don't you dare die on me. You have to wake up right now. No, 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 no. Your wife demands that you wake up this instant.
What's your emergency?
I need an ambulance at my location right now. My husband is bleeding bad and it isn't answering me. You have to help me. Hurry! He's gonna die. Why would you do this? Don't do this to me. We're gonna get you some help, darling. Just don't die. Please, wake up. Wake up for your wife. I don't want you to leave me to go to hell. Doctor, please. Tell me my husband's gonna be okay. Oh, thank God. Thank you so much. He attempted suicide? I need to find out why. Can I please see him? Thank you. Darling, I'm so glad you woke up. I was so worried about you, especially when I saw the knife in your chest. The doctor said that you attempted suicide. Why? Get out? Is that all you have to say for yourself? You tried to leave your own wife and you yelled at her to get out when she got you to a hospital? I've done so much for you. Do not interrupt me. I'm not going anywhere, not after you tried to kill yourself. Don't you get it? There are people that love you, like me. Words cannot describe how much I love you. What the hell are you talking about? I know I did some stuff I'm not proud of, but I did what I had to do to save you from a life of poverty. I've been with you since childhood and took you when no other girl either can't or won't have you. If that isn't love, I don't know what is. An apology? For what? Apology for taking care of you? For helping you through the pain of losing your friends? Being by your side when your parents were not? We're not talking about your parents right now. If you have to know, they were here. But when I met up with them, they trusted me to be there by your side while you were fighting for your life. Why would you say that they are dead to you? Your parents love and want you to find love. They... Stop cutting me off! You're a terrible husband! It's like nothing with me has meant anything to you. You think I'm playing the victim? I've read your letter. And you tried to kill yourself and hoped that I would go to prison. I can't believe you would try something so pathetic. I just want to turn you into a punching bag and break every bone in your weak body and treat you myself so you can never leave me. This is the second time I've paid your hospital bill. Why are you such an ungrateful wretch? I saved you and your family from a life of poverty. I gave you a lady to talk to and someone to love after those people in your life died. Even when you failed to see the obvious benefits right in front of you. Quiet. I hear the doctors coming. You say one word and you're gonna be in even worse shape than you are now. Thank you, doctor. My husband has so much inner strength, more than he even realizes. Can I take him home? A mental hospital? How did this happen? What? I knew he tried cutting himself, but overdosing on medication too? Well, I remember him saying that his therapist died along with his friends passing away and he was being bullied a lot in school. I also read in his letter that he hopes that his bullies get what they deserve. That's terrible to hear. I'm sorry, darling. I'm so, so sorry. I should have been there for you more. You were going through the worst moments of your life, and I should have counseled you better. I'll get you a therapist. All right. Can I at least write to him? Thank you. Okay. I will stay here with my husband overnight. He's the man that I love, after all. See you tomorrow. What do you mean you should be dead? You're lucky that you survived yourself. Is there nothing that you won't respond with, I'd rather die? Didn't you hear the doctor, moron? They said that you are a danger to yourself and others. Do you know what that means? You are the reason you almost fucking died. You are the reason for you having to go to a mental hospital. You're really starting to piss me off. You had better shut up, or suicide won't be the only reason you need medical attention. Now that I think about it, I haven't even thought about how I'm going to punish you when you get discharged. I thought, I said, my love is much tougher than others. The fact that you can't handle tough love is your fault, not mine. If my love is a lie to you, and you would fight or die to forget me, then that's all right by me. I don't mind if you compare it to a knife. But do you know the caveat with it? The love hurts horribly, and it's easy for it to get infected. The only person that you are hurting is yourself. If you can't wait to see me perish, I don't have a problem with that either. As you stated, I'm the scum of the earth, so I can be that. I can treat you like the poor weakling that you are. Do you want me to dictate your life? To force you to give me your love? To keep punishing you for hating me? Now that we are alone together, we might as well fuck for a while. Perfect timing. Time for a good, rough sucking. But first, I'm just gonna put this gag in your mouth. That will keep you quiet for me. Is it too much, sissy boy? Is the pain from the last time you disobeyed me still present? You're twitching. I know what that means. Look at this lovely toy that we could play with. Do you know who this is in the photo? Yep. That's the bitch that had the nerve to try to take you away from me. Does that hurt? Good. Now you know how I felt when you tried to kill yourself. You're on the verge of coming, and you're going to come on the bitch that was supposedly there for you before you married me. Come on, shoot that load on her. Shoot on the lady that got you that sorry excuse of a therapist. What? You don't want to come? You don't have a choice. She's dead, and she can't control anything while in hell. Were you trying to join her? Well, if you died, I would kill you myself, and then take your heart, put it in a box, then take a photo of your corpse and lock them away only for me. Come on. Come on the lady that you most likely had a crush on. Not like she's gonna do something on it. Oh, and look at that. All of your cum is all over the photo of that bitch. Shut the fuck up. Quit your crying. You're the reason this is happening. If you just sucked up the so-called bullying you endured and been a good boy, this living masochistic hell could have been a real-life harem with only one chick. This is for trying to commit a suicide. What a nice picture I took. All that cum, your tears, and that cum-covered photo. I'm pretty much glad she's gone. Did you think I was gonna apologize for all that led to this point? Well, reality check. This was all your fault. I don't care if this is a mental abuse. You did this. It's not my fault that you have mental problems. It's time for you to go to sleep. Good morning, my darling weakling. I said I was gonna stay with you overnight. So here we are now. I hope you had a good night rest. Let me get that for you. What did you dream about? The toughest woman you've ever met had her way with you just because she was madly in love with you? That's a shame. But you know, it could have been amazing. It's pretty clear whose fault it was. Looks like the doctor's coming back. I would say you should thank them for saving your pathetic little ass if my treat doesn't stand. Is it time for him to go to the mental hospital? Okay, please help him. His state has only gotten worse. I don't want him to hurt himself. Please, take care of him. Get better, darling. I love you. I love you so much. And far more than words can speak. I hope you get better.